Hello,
this is Osmeyer. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Number 1, democracy.
10.
Thank you. The next one, voting rights.
10.
Thank you. The next one, abortion rights.
10.
The next one, K-12 education.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Definitely a 10.
Okay, crime and violence.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10 plus. 10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Climate change.
10.
And racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
Or 0? 10.
Okay.
So
10 means you are extremely likely to vote. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or some other race?
Black.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for your time. What is the year of your birth?
1986.
86, okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master,
thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I would say probably a 5. 5,
okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Okay.
Basically, actually go out and vote.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Number 1, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You said 0 is... can you tell me what the numbers again?
Sure. 0, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
0.
Okay. The next one, Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. The next one, Joe Biden.
10.
Okay. The next one, the Republican Party.
0.
The next one, the Democratic Party.
8.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Number 1, Donald Trump. Number 2, Kamala Harris. Number 3, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Number 4, Cornel West. Number 5, Jill Stein. Undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for the current president.
Okay, that would be Joe Biden.
Yes.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, President Biden.
You said 0 means they did it prevent progress?
Correct.
I probably would say like a 2.
Okay. The next one, white supremacist?
10.
Okay. The next one, Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Okay. The next one, Donald Trump?
10 plus.
Okay. The next one, Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Okay, the next word, Governor Kemp.
10.
Okay, and the last one, Supreme Court.
10.
They can't, okay, so I don't take much of your time. So, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
10. 10.
Yeah, 10 will strongly, Yeah, 10 will strongly motivate you to vote, 5, not sure, and 0 will not motivate you to vote at all.
Say the question again, though.
Sure.
I want to make sure.
No problem. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
Okay, yeah, so I would definitely, it would motivate me, so 10.
Okay. Next one, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Ten.
Okay. The next one, we have made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Ten.
Okay. The next one, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
10.
Okay. The next one, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More actions is needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
10.
Thank you. Thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. It's not all of the questions, just some of them, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
I don't have a change from my original answer.
Yeah, so how will you rate it on the scale?
Oh, 7, I guess.
So, okay.
Because my vote, I just feel like my vote alone can't change, like, everything.
See, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago? More than a year ago, or you don't remember?
More than a year ago.
More than a year. Mm-hmm. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government's office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically through motor voter laws or other automatic registration processes, through a political party or organization or other?
The motor vehicle place.
Okay. Second. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. We're almost done. We're 97% complete, okay? How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Employed full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
From 120. Okay.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for your time.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bro, this is-